When it's really late at night, feeling lonely, just turn on your radio to 6PR, and that man we know will be there with us.
Our friend John Lewis, he's the warm voice that listens to us.
How old is this man called John?
John Lewis.
Good morning. Hello. Thank you, Andrew, very much there in the 6PR newsroom, 5 minutes after five on a nice early Saturday morning. Here it is in Australia. It's a Saturday morning, but I get the strangest sneaky feeling that in other parts of the world it might still be Friday. We're going to talk to someone right now who is, right, famous. We're going to talk about movies, TV, cooking, singing, songwriting. There's probably more things as well. Let me introduce to you, ladies and gentlemen, Tracy Griffith joining us now. Hello there, Tracy.
Hello, how are you? I sound like a crazy person.
Well, I'm well, but I reckon you would never, ever be bored.
I'm not. That's true. This is true.
Now, where do you get all that energy from? Is it clean living? Is it sushi? What is it?
It's sushi, of course. Yeah, it's all that seaweed. It gives you lots of... lots of energy.
Now, Tracy, you're one of, I think you're one of the only female sushi master chef in the world. How does it feel, and how did it happen?
Well, it feels good, and I'm not sure how many female sushi chefs there are, but I like to say that I can probably boast that I'm the only redheaded one.
Well, I reckon that'd be true. Absolutely.
And it feels great. And actually, how did it happen? Well, it happened out of something. I was an actress in Los Angeles, and I was looking to change careers, having had my fill of Hollywood, on the downside of Hollywood, that is, you know, the people sort of telling you what to do and what to wear and how you should look and all that stuff. I was getting a bit irritated by that.
That's right, the spin doctors, and you've got to look, have this look and that look. Did they ever tell you to go blonde? Did they ever hit you with that one?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. That was almost a monthly blonde or anything but red. Yeah. Anything but freckles, anything but red, and, you know, that kind of thing. And I realized I was losing my sense of humor, which I love. So I actually was driving home one day and pondering this very seriously, what should I do with my life, and had read about how you should do what you love, and my other love was cooking. And right as I was thinking that, I swear, I looked over, and they were hanging up the sign to the California Sushi Academy, and I just did a U-turn right into the parking lot, walked in, and signed up. I didn't even think about it.
It was a revelation. Bam, you're right in.
It was an epiphany.
How perfect. Now, tell me about sushi. When I have my sushi, we have what we call here the California roller, and I think that's probably as far from Japanese as you can get. So what's real sushi all about?
Well, it's funny you should ask, because I was trained, obviously, in the traditional manner of sushi, which is very a very revered skill to have in Japan. It's almost... it's a sacred art, almost sacred. It's very serious. They take it very seriously. And in Japan, it takes 7 years to train to be a sushi chef. And they're not keen on women being sushi chefs, because it's just not tradition. It's not been done. In fact, my teacher at the California Sushi Academy told me every single day that I should not be there.
Wow.
That it was unnatural. And
wow. What did that do for your encouragement?
Well, I was stunned, of course, because I had never heard of that, of course. I didn't even consider that might be a possibility, but after you think about it, you realize you don't see that many female sushi chefs.
Sure.
Well, after I would...
They still took your money, though, right? They still took your money.
Well, that's kind of what happened, is, and they wouldn't give it back, or else I think I might have... Well, I actually asked. I said, well, I'm not going to get screamed at every day, but anyway, it sort of turned the corner, and he actually made me so determined to do it, to prove him wrong, that I think I did better than I would have.
How about that?
Had it been, you know, easy.
Maybe we can hope that's probably what the chef was, the master was all about. Perhaps
had in mind when he was,
So
he was a very good teacher.
When did the day come that you actually ate some sushi you made and you thought, gee, I've really done something here?
Oh, well. Well, actually, it's funny because the first time that you do your first roll, it's so, I don't know what it is, but the minute you take it, you roll it, you know, you do your thing with the roll and you take it out of the mat and there it is, your perfect little roll on your cutting board, and then you cut it and turn it over and all the beautiful pieces are inside the roll, like the, whatever it is, the cucumber and the tuna and the scallion. It's all this beautiful little gem of a bite, and you did it. It's just very exciting. I can't describe it. I mean, I can't explain it. You'll have to try it yourself.
Oh, well, I'd love to. I don't suppose there's any chance of FedExing it over, is there?
No, but I have a cookbook you could use.
Yeah, I was reading about that.
Segued into.
Yeah, I was reading about that, and it's nicely put together, too. Tell us about the choosing of the recipes for your cookbook.
Well, after I graduated from the California Sushi Academy, I was professionally certified and went out into the world of Los Angeles sushi bars to get a job. And there again, I would walk into a sushi bar. This happened for 6 months. I looked for a job and said that I was a sushi chef, I was certified, and they would say, "There's no such thing as a sushi girl."
Excuse me? Like, hello?
Okay, I just left that for 6 months. I don't want to hear this anymore. But
didn't you just leave Hollywood because of all those rejections?
Exactly. And people not accepting me for who I was. Wow. And here I was back at it again. But I finally found a job, and once I got there, I was behind the sushi bar doing my thing, and people started asking me to make them sushi with raw fish. Mm-hmm. And this Twilight Zone sort of feeling kept going. I thought, what's going on? I just want to be a sushi chef. Because Americans are a lot of times worried about raw fish because they don't like the taste, or they're worried about parasites or mercury or what have you. That's why the California roll is the number one roll in the world, I think, is because it's no worries.
No worries. Safe.
At all. Safe, right. And it's great. It's a great combination, this beautiful roll. But anyway, so I started asking them, well, what do you like to eat? And they said, I like chicken or I like beef. And I started making them rolls with things that they liked, like cooked things. And they started to bring all their friends back who weren't quite sure about regular sushi. And I got a list of sushi rolls together, and someone said, you should write a cookbook. And that's what happened. Oh. So it's called Sushi American Style, and it's basically sushi without raw fish.
That's the one, isn't it?
See, they told you they shouldn't have let girls into this business.
What have you done? You've taken the raw fish and you've cooked it.
What have you done? Yep. And I use bacon. I have a BLT roll, a bacon, lettuce, tomato roll, a fried chicken roll.
How good would that
be? I have a cowboy roll that's a grilled steak and triple cream cheese. It's really good.
Wow. Now, what is it about sushi, do you think, that is so popular? What is it about seaweed that we've suddenly grown to love?
Yeah, I don't know. It's fascinating. Well, I think sushi is such a beautiful, complete, it has vegetables, protein, and the beautiful rice and the seaweed all in one bite. And it's just so satisfying, and it's beautiful, and it's healthy, and all that stuff. It's fun. It's all those things.
Now, Tracy, in a little while, I'm going to ask you if it's okay to get a sushi recipe chef. Let me try that again.
It's hard to say.
A recipe from you in a moment. It's probably the white wine vinegar I've been drinking. But we're going to get a recipe from you, if that's right. But before we do that, I want to just share about some of the other areas that you enjoy. Now, you're an actress. You're there in Hollywood. We saw you, what was it, 21 Jump Street, I think I remember seeing you.
Right, wow. That's going back. Yeah.
Now, Johnny Depp was there too. What was it like rubbing shoulders with young Johnny? Did you realize he was going to be who he was going to be?
No, not then. I actually played his ex-girlfriend, and we rubbed a little bit more than shoulders.
Oh, really?
On the show, mind you.
Right. Sure.
Yeah, he was my first kiss. He was my first on-screen kiss.
That's not bad putting on your resume, eh? Johnny Depp, first on-screen kiss.
He was adorable. That was fun. That was a fun show. Yeah. Because I got to be very glamorous and very bitchy and funny and everything at once. So that was a fun part.
And what's life like as an actor, Tracy?
Well, you know, when I was younger, I started in New York. Well, I started when I was like four. So I've been around. And it seemed like it seemed like it was more fun earlier because it was more about acting and about, there was more, I don't want to sound like a bitter actress, but it seemed like there was a lot more art involved than now. It's more shock value and that's a lot of reality TV stuff, which is, it's fine. It's just not what I was raised on.
Mm-hmm.
So it changed a lot, the business. It changed a lot. Television is strong now, and it was tough. You know, you're at the mercy of everybody making a decision for you if you're going to get this part or not. So it was. That's the hardest thing about acting is putting your fate into the everybody else's hands.
So Tracy, for our friends tuned in this morning, thinking, well, you know, I've got a pretty, I'd like to be an actor, and you know, we've even you're probably aware of some of our Australians, particularly West Australians. Sam Worthington has become a big hit there in the Terminator movie and the new Avatar movie. What do you reckon that the young actors don't realise about making movies and getting into TV? What is it we're missing that hit you like a sledgehammer when you did it?
That it's strictly a business. It's a lot of luck, and you can be a really good actor, and if you're not, they say you should have the heart of a child and the skin of a rhino. That's my best advice, because the heart of the child is to be the artist, and the skin of the rhino is to deal with the business. It's a pretty tough business, and it's hard not to take it personally, because it is personal, because it is you.
That's right. You are your own commodity. You are your own commodity. So
right, exactly. So you got to be tough, and it's tough. It's hard to be tough and then be an artist, to be soft and vulnerable enough to be an artist too. So it's quite a balancing act.
And what's it like having a famous sister? So you're famous, and you've got a famous sister. So when the two of you walk down the street, are people just like blown away?
Riots happen now.
I thought there might be.
It's funny because it depends on who's looking. You know, the other day, actually, we were driving in her, well, I mean, she's very famous. You know, I'm just a little. But we were driving in her Porsche in a convertible, and this guy was waving and carrying on at a stoplight and saying, I know you, and I kind of leaned back. I thought he was talking to her, and he was talking to me because he saw me on some cooking show because he loved to cook, right?
Hey, sushi fan.
So it depends on the fan. Yeah, it was funny.
So when they wave to you, it's a sushi fan, and when they wave to Melanie,
right,
they're a fan of a movie, I'm guessing.
Of a movie, right, exactly. So it's fun.
Now, you're also a singer, songwriter. And of course, your title of your album is perfect, isn't it? Red?
Yep, that's it.
Is that like a nickname for you, Tracy?
It is.
And what are they based
Funnily
that on?
Enough.
No, I'm kidding. So, tell us about your singing and songwriting. Did you pick up a guitar one day? What's your instrument?
Yeah, my guitar. I have several guitars. I also play a little fiddle and a tiny, teeny bit of just learning how to play the banjo, which is I love that instrument. My mother is from Tennessee, and she and my grandfather, you know, my mother's family was loved music, and so I was enthralled with country music from an early age, and that's where I got my inspiration from. And I played the guitar since I was about 8.
These are pretty impressive instruments. I mean, the guitar we all know and love, but the fiddle, wow, and the banjo.
Yeah,
really,
well, the banjo is coming. I shouldn't say I play it quite yet. I wouldn't call it playing yet.
And have you jammed with some names that would be pretty impressed by?
Yeah, I have to say one night I did get to play with Mark Knopfler at someone's house in England, and he was wonderful, and he loves country music. I couldn't believe it. We played Rocky Top, you know, that song from Tennessee. It's the Tennessee, University of Tennessee fight song called Rocky Top, and he knew it, and I don't know how many times we played that song. So that was really exciting.
When I said, do you know any famous people, I didn't think you were going to blow us away with number one, Mark Knopfler. Wow. Hello. On the guitar?
Yeah.
Please. Wow.
Yeah, it was great. And he, you know his album, The Notting Hill Hillbillies.
Yes.
You heard that?
That's right,
yeah.
That's yeah, that was going back a few years. That was a great album.
Yep.
Some great music there. So let's see. Let me see if I've got everything, because I'm sure there's more. Singer, songwriter with your new album, Red. And incidentally, we can get these here in Australia too. There's a website, CD Baby. Pretty easy to remember. Everyone knows the word baby. If you like music, you've heard the word baby more than a few times. So CD Baby. You can go to that website for your album. If we want to get hold of your cookbook, then we can go to Amazon, amazon.com. Right. They're always good, very simple to work with.
Yeah, and I have a website too. It's all on that website, tracygriffith.com.
Well, that's got to be easy to find, tracygriffith.com. So TracyGriffith.
That's it.
Go to tracygriffith.com and they're all available, and then we can have a great time there with all the information. What do you reckon is a recipe if I want to make a sushi? I want to make some kind of a sushi dish, and I'm not even going to suggest a sushi roll because I don't know what would be the simplest, but we've got some friends coming around, and I want to make something that'll really make them think that I've made something nice.
Okay. I'm going to give you this one for two reasons. One reason is one of my favorite rolls, and I also sell it. I do the Sushi To Go program up here at Dean and DeLuca, which is a wonderful gourmet retail store up in St. Helena, California. And the best-selling roll is called the Cowboy Roll, and this is a grilled skirt steak roll. So you would grill some skirt steak, medium rare, and then I use a triple cream blue cheese, and the blue cheese I use is called Roaring Forties. Do you know it?
Oh, it sounds delicious. Blue cheese I already
love.
It's
from Australia.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, it's Aussie, and it's called Roaring Forties because it says it comes from the 40th latitude where the wind howls a lot.
It does.
I don't know if you know that.
Oh, I know. It really does. First time I heard it, I thought, what is that?
It's great, great cheese. So it's Australian cheese. I know you have a lot of great beef there, too. So you just put a little bit of that in your sushi roll with some baby spinach and red onion, and you roll it up, and you infuse some soy sauce with jalapeno pepper for about an hour, and then you use that as your dipping sauce, and it's people love it. They
and
absolutely
that's a
go
great
crazy.
Idea. So the soy sauce,
Cowboy
the jalapenos,
uh-huh.
infuse those together, then you take the jalapenos out, so you've just got the sauce?
Right, exactly, and just put in old soy dishes and serve it with your cowboy roll.
So that's the spurs and the cowboy, I'm guessing. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and that's in the book, too, but that is a great, great recipe, and almost everybody likes that if they eat meat. They love it.
How nice would that be? Tracy, you've made me so hungry, and this will just entertain me. What happens when people invite you out to dinner? They say, hey, Tracy, come to our house. We're having dinner. Do they get scared because they know how well you can cook?
No,
do they freak out? Do they rather take you to a restaurant?
No. Well, I have to say, I'm living in the food and wine capital of the universe up here in Napa, California. That's where I live now. And I have a lot of friends who are chefs, so we go to each other's house. So there's no worries. It's just really fun. This sushi that I make, too, without raw fish, is fun to pair with wine. Because there's, like, the cowboy roll, for instance, is wonderful with a Pinot Noir because it's beef.
I love that.
So I have a lot of fun with that up here.
I love it. It's fun to pair with wine. My
great
goodness.
To pair with wine.
What isn't fun to pair with wine?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I think I'll look forward to hearing your album Red paired with a nice wine. I'm sure it'll be perfect.
Yeah, you can have a cowboy roll, drink a little Pinot, and there's a song called Those Boots about a cowgirl. It'd be perfect.
I noticed that song that you'd co-written. Very nice. Tracy, a real pleasure joining you and having a chat with you this morning here in Perth, Western Australia, and I hope we can have a chat again a bit later on.
I look forward to it. Thank you so much. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Tracy Griffith joining us this morning, all the way from the States in California. And if you want to get hold of a new cookbook, you go to Amazon, amazon.com, or if you want to get hold of a new album, if you're thinking, well, I'd like to have a listen, and you can listen to samples there on CD Baby.
Hi, it's Tracy Griffith, and you're listening to John Lewis on 6PR. Check out Sushi American Style at Amazon.com.